My friends, as the season of ordinary time resumes, two solemnities of the Lord are celebrated today. As you heard in the beginning of the liturgy, we celebrate the Feast of the Most Holy Trinity. And next Sunday, we celebrate the Feast of the Body and Blood of Jesus Christ, Corpus Christi. Today's celebration of the Most Holy Trinity identifies us as Christians. And from the very beginning of our lives, we are sealed in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. It's not just some kind of gesture we use to punctuate our prayer. It's not just a sign of us being Roman Catholics. The sign of the cross is a restatement of our baptism. And this solemnity celebrates the loving wisdom of God the Father, who continually invites us back to Him. The self-giving love of Jesus the Son, who emptied Himself as a servant to become like us in order that we may become like Him. And the fullness of the love of God is poured out on us in the Holy Spirit. Brothers and sisters, to understand the Trinity, we need not only the words of Scripture, but holy images. Because, to use a familiar expression, an image is worth more than a thousand words. And one image that has helped me enter into the Trinitarian mystery is the icon of the Trinity painted by the 15th century Russian iconographer Rublev. And the depiction of this icon hangs just above Father Jaime on this wall. And I have always loved this icon because it depicts in a beautiful way what lies at the heart of the Trinitarian mystery. The Father gazes lovingly toward the Son. The Son is looking obediently towards the Father. And the Holy Spirit is that breath of love between the Father and the Son. And you could say that God's nature reveals itself in the dynamic relations among the divines. But if you look closely, behind each of these personages, the three angels in the icon, Rublev has put a symbol that enables each person to be identified. On the left, the house of the Father, and at the center, a tree, which is essentially the cross transformed into the tree of life. And on the right, a rock from which gushed out the water in the desert, prefiguring the gift of the Holy Spirit. And the dish offered by Abraham to his guests resembles the Paschal cup, which prefigures the Eucharistic cup. And for Rublev, the iconographer, the meeting of Abraham with the three angels reveals God, his divine counsel, elaborating the plan of salvation. St. Augustine, in trying to find language for the relationship of love between the persons of the Trinity, once put it like this: the Father, the source, is the lover. The Son, the begotten of the Father, is the beloved and loves the lover. The Holy Spirit is the love of the lover and the beloved shared. St. Hildegard of Bingen, a German Benedictine abbess, writer, composer, philosopher, mystic, and visionary, who lived in the 11th century, favored fire burning and flashing forth, because there is no limit to the ways we can speak of the profound mystery of the three in one. And in our gospel today, we hear those familiar words of Jesus to Nicodemus: God so loved the world that he gave us his only Son, so that everyone who believes in him might not perish, but have eternal life. These words, John chapter 3, verse 16, are the defining statement of God's love for us. Yet, at the same time, it's also the blueprint for how we are called to love. My friends, Pope Francis said that the mystery of the Holy Trinity renews the Christian mission of living in hope mutually and towards all, sharing in joy and sufferings, and learning to ask and grant forgiveness. The Holy Trinity, our Holy Father says, is a model of the church in which we are called to love one another as Jesus has loved us. Love, said Pope Francis, is the distinctive mark of the Christian. A person, a family, a parish that loves others for the sake of love is that reflection of the Trinity. Brothers and sisters, how many times each day do we make the sign of the cross? It may be in our morning prayer, at grace before meals, or before we retire at night. It may be when we pray the liturgy of the hours, the breviary, or when we entered into this sacred space today for Eucharist. How often do we sign ourselves in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit? How often do we think about the deep meaning of these words and this simple yet profound Trinitarian gesture? If you've ever been to the Byzantine Greek Catholic Rite, if you've ever experienced divine liturgy, you will notice that the priest or the deacon, when he makes the sign of the cross, joins his three fingers together. It's the sign of the Trinity. Everything is in the liturgy is a profound act of the mystery of the Trinity. So today, it might be good for us to take some time to pause and to reflect on what we are doing when we mark ourselves with the sign of the cross. How often do our lives reflect the community of love that is the Trinity? Do we love as God loves? Are we willing to lay down our lives in loving service for those whom the Lord has given us to care for? My friends, on this Trinity Sunday, rather than trying to solve the three-in-one puzzle, we might simply ask how open we are to mystery, the mystery of who God is, the mystery of why God created us, the mystery of God loving us and desiring to be part of our lives, the mystery of God inviting us to share in the life of the Trinity, Father, Son, and Spirit. The mystery of a God who cares for us like a loving parent who lays down his life for us like a best friend. There's an ancient term the Eastern Church Fathers used to describe the love relationship of the Trinity. The term in Greek suggests a dance-like movement, one of encircling, encompassing, enveloping, and outstretching. There are neither leaders nor followers in the divine dance, only an eternal movement of reciprocal giving and receiving, giving again and receiving again. The dance is an open circle inviting all onto the dance floor, drawing them right into the midst of the energetic flow of divine love. Brothers and sisters, in a few moments we will approach the table of the Eucharist where this Trinity of persons will invite us to dine with them. In the great Eucharistic prayer, the prayer of thanksgiving, we will offer praise and thanks to the Father in the power of the Holy Spirit through Christ our Lord. And here on this Eucharistic table, the very life of God becomes our food and our drink, the bread and the cup of God's presence among us. My friends, today then, on the solemnity of the Most Holy Trinity, let us give thanks to God the Father, His only begotten Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, and to the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen. Amen.